Hi, I'm Eleanor Boudreau, reporter with WKNO. The state attorney general says the suburbs outside of Memphis can't plan to create their own separate municipal school districts until after the Memphis City Schools and the Shelby County Schools merge in August of 2013. And the suburbs can't hold referendums scheduled for May. The attorney general says doing so would violate the state law that governs school consolidation, known as the Norris-Todd Law. I spoke to senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News, Bill Drees, about this decision.
The attorney general said that the intent of the Norris-Todd Law was that the Transition Planning Commission be allowed to put together its plan for a consolidated school system and have the public consider that plan. And then once the school systems are merged, then you can have the process of moving toward a municipal school district. He also cited some parts of other state laws that specify that no such move can begin until the date that's set for the consolidated school system to begin.
Now, this isn't a binding opinion.
It's not a binding opinion in the sense that this opinion comes out and then everybody stops what they're doing. But this is an opinion that will probably carry a great deal of weight with the Shelby County Election Commission. And the Election Commission is the body that decides whether or not there are going to be some May 10th ballot questions on forming a municipal school district.
How have the municipal mayors reacted?
Don't know so far. The preliminary word from the suburban leaders has been that they are going to continue as if these ballot questions are going to be on the ballot in May until they hear otherwise. If the Election Commission decides not to put these ballot questions on the ballot in May, then their options would be to go to Chancery Court and challenge that decision.
Yeah, and there's also some proposed legislation in Nashville that could have an impact on municipal school districts. So tell me about that.
It's a bill that would lift the statewide moratorium on forming municipal school districts. It would say that you could start forming a municipal school district effective in January of 2013. This is a bill whose Senate sponsor is Mark Norris, the state Senate Republican leader of Collierville.
Yeah, but according to the attorney general's opinion, even if that state law passes, the municipalities still can't have a referendum in May of 2012 on whether or not they want to create municipal school districts.
Pending a change in the state law. I think what remains to be seen between now and passage of the bill, if it moves to the floor of the House and the floor of the Senate, is what specifically the legislation means by starting a municipal school district. Is it the same standard that the Attorney General cited, or is it a different standard, meaning you can go ahead and start the legwork on it and jumping through the hoops now and then set an effective date for the actual school system to open in January of 2013?
Yeah, and so what happens next?
What happens next is the Election Commission decides if it is going to proceed with these ballot questions in May. And depending on what they do, we could be in Chancery Court with the suburban leaders filing a lawsuit to get these things on the ballot if the Election Commission is not willing to do that.
Bill Drees, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Drees is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, WKNOFM.org.